Alaska Natives and Native Americans as a whole are fatally overdosing at a higher rate than the rest of the U.S. population. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Rob Sanderson Jr., a leader with Tlingit and Haida in Juneau, said addiction often starts on prescription drugs. When the supply of prescription pills runs out, people turn to the street.
You see people that would never have thought get addicted to heroin. It's everywhere. You see it with the rich, the poor, and the in-between. You see everybody.
Nearly 450 tribes have filed briefs in support of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit targeting the opioid industry. Jeffrey Strommer is an Oregon attorney helping direct the tribe's legal efforts.
I mean, this is an epidemic and a crisis that is devastating Indian country proportionally to a much greater degree than the crisis is having an impact in other parts of the country.
Legal experts say this federal multi-district litigation filed in Ohio now involves more than a dozen states, thousands of municipalities, and hundreds of tribes.
And that's different from some of the other large-scale litigations that people have compared this case to, most notably like tobacco litigation.
Adam Zimmerman is a law professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. He said that 1998 settlement ordered the tobacco industry to pay more than $200 billion over 25 years. But that settlement mostly went to states. Alaska Governor Bill Walker declared a public health emergency over opioids last year. But Zimmerman says it's clear tribal councils don't want to leave it up to the states if and when it comes time to share any global settlement.
They note how tribal sovereignty is very, very, very different from the kind of relationships between a city and a state government or state and the federal government, and how important it is that they have a seat at the table to make sure that the needs of the Alaska Natives and the other Native American populations that are represented are adequately served.
Tribal health organizations in Alaska have also filed suit. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, known as SEARCH, operates clinics in at least 20 communities down Alaska's panhandle. Strommer said tribal health organizations are on the front lines.
SEARCH, just like other tribal health providers in the state, has seen an increase in resource allocation focused on addressing the impacts of the opioid crisis.
The increasingly complex opioid lawsuit is in the hands of a federal judge in Cleveland. With the list of plaintiffs growing by the week, it could even surpass the 1990s tobacco case to become the largest lawsuit in U.S. history. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.